Yeah, sorry if I bitched a lot. I'm, like, really excited for Scorn.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to finish with the positive stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm, like, I'm totally feeling it. I'm very excited. I don't think I'm going to miss almost anything.
Yeah, I think that the things that you think are nerfs right now are going to end up being probably faction strengths.
Yeah. I really wonder what they're going to do with Weapon Masters.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Maybe they'll just become much less common.
I don't think that's the case.
Or more expensive. Like, maybe there are just fewer models with Weapon Master, right?
Well, they did take it away from Bane Knights.
Yeah,
right?
They just took it away from a bunch of models and gave him Brutal Charge.
Yep.
Well, I mean, we can talk about Griggs if you want. I mean...
No.
Okay.
You just hate the fight. I mean,
we can talk about
the Bane Thralls got a buff.
Bane Warriors.
Yeah, I mean... So they lost stealth in a faction that has occultation everywhere. So, like, maybe they'll actually cast occultation now, you know? But then they gained, basically, Pathfinder, Parry, and all this other stuff.
Yeah, right? Man, I don't even want to think about
whatever.
It. At least they can't get +2 inches from Tartarus anymore. They used to be, like, the perfect unit, right? They were impossible to kill. They killed everything they touched.
And
like,
they toughed, and then they stood up at the beginning of the turn.
Yeah.
Oh,
and if they were stationary, they
just makes
like, really?
I can't wait to put Makeda 3's spell on herself and kill, like, 30 Banes. Just crush everything I can see.
Oh, no, what you really want to do is you want to put that thing, that on the, on your turtle, right?
The turtle?
Oh, yeah.
Can the turtle overtake?
I don't know.
I hope it can. How cute would that be? The turtle just, like, dancing around the field, crushing guys, like...
Well, because I remember in that game you had against Well, where he just toughed all the Bane Thralls, right? How he would have just...
This is a great question.
Like...
How good would the overtaking turtle be? the Siege Animantrax?
Oh.
It goes at, like...
Like, you don't run spitters?
I guess... We didn't run into each other during the, like, 2 month period where I was playing the turtle in every single list.
When it got the buff.
Yeah, when it got the buff.
I'm pretty sure the battle engine could overtake with Carver, like Meathrusher.
Yeah,
oh, you're right. It can sprint.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's not a colossal.
I'm getting real. The overtaking turtle, man. It's got a gigantic base. It will definitely be able to clear everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because you guys can take the Meathrusher too, right?
Right?
Mm hmm.
The turtle on max.
Well, it's too bad it can't gain fury and stuff.
Oh,
right?
That's true. It doesn't have fury, right?
Otherwise, it's just
it still gets, like, you know, it's tokens, right? So it can still get...
Well, we don't know what
the
tokens will say. They might just be fury now.
Maybe the Hydra can move, like, within its activation. Can you imagine the Hydra overtaking across the entire board?
No.
Would be gross.
I mean, if the Hydra can get in just right in the middle of a whole bunch of infantry and just, like, spray down... like, 6 different rows of stuff, he's going to be, like, pretty amazing.
He's if he can overtake, I'm excited.
But in any case...
It's not out of the question. Archangel has his move if he didn't fail a charge or run.
Yeah, right? It's not unknown. Brand new world.
Yeah, so, you know...
What do you feel about Spiny Growth, since you have it on 2 beasts now?
I don't know, man. It seems real situational. I guess... Oh, man... You can add it to the Mac 3 package. Here's
the Razor Worms.
The new Mac 3 package. You got an Agonizer, a Razor Worm, and a Cray Owl just sitting behind her. So she gets, like, +2 defense against ranged. She gets +2 armor and spiny growth,
she
right?
She has to cast it herself because it's now.
Yeah, she can cast it herself. That's fine. And then the Cray is, like, sitting behind her providing defense against range. And the Agonizer is agonizing behind her to give her another 2 defense.
Yeah,
and she's
just
arm 23, defense 15. Just, like, hanging out. Like,
that seems like the way she already plays.
I know. And you have, like, 3, like, you have, like, 10 points of garbage support models, like, sitting behind her so she can do all these
things. They're all Fury batteries for her.
That's right. She needs them to transfer to. I'm sold. I'm just... All I can imagine is, like, Makeda 3, like, Light War Beast Jank.
Well, Light War Jackson and my prediction is Light War Beasts and Light War Jacks are going to be the new heavy infantry in Mark 3.
I see Light War Jacks, yes, because you can run a lot of them.
Yeah,
I mean, White
look at the Crix Arc Notes for 6 points.
Yeah, those are going to be gross. But Light War Beasts, you can't manage the Fury on that.
But you don't
yes,
have
you
to
can.
Use... Why can't you?
It's called frenzying.
Yeah.
Play pigs.
No, I mean, I do that too, but that's like that's not nearly as good as the way that War Machine does it.
I don't know that your math is correct on that.
I mean, you don't... Do we even... Have we confirmed that you clear Fury when you Frenzy?
That's true. We haven't confirmed that.
So we don't know that.
Assuming that that remains the same.
And we know you don't get boosted attack and damage rolls. You just charge.
Yep. So you get a boosted damage roll.
Maybe.
If you make...
Well, I mean, you're making a charge, right?
Well,
if you make your 3 inches, right?
Oh, yeah.
3 inches.
I mean, your opponent can easily set it up, right? Yeah.
This sucks.
And it's... And
Arcadius'
it's,
feet.
I mean, maybe he'll get reworked, right? Yeah. Like...
I hope Lord Carver gets reworked. That would be the best thing for pigs. Because he's just too good for pigs.
No, I just hope everybody gets up to his level.
I agree with you. I hope people get on his level.
Well, the problem is, like, they can't make good pig models because Carver makes them, like, way over the top if they do. But if they, like, change up Lord Carver to not have all the things all the time.
Y'all realize why Mark III happened, right?
It's because of pigs.
The battle full rack of ribs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Full rack of ribs. I haven't heard that one.
Splatter batter. Battle boars.
Oh, man, yep.
Like nine battle boars and four.
The Mark III apocalypse.
Brought on by the pigs.
The dominance of pigs in Steamroller was the harbinger of, like, things to come, right? That's when the world, like, really falls off.
Well, I already have mine pre-ordered and paid for, so.
You
I'll get to play it once before the new rules come out.
I hope that Mark III makes it even better.
Yeah.
It's just like the new dominant archetype. There's like two kinds of lists. There's splatter batter lists, and then there's anti-splatter batter lists.
Who knows what psychoactive gas does, too?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no psychoactive effects anymore, right?
Well, there's no fleeing or anything, but still forcing the frenzies.
Forcing frenzies is good.
That's true. Yeah, especially on Colossus.
It's good.
That are only threshold 6.
I know, right?
And then damn! King.
Did they take it right away right now, or do they take it...
Yeah, they take it right away.
Yeah, with the new errata. Or no, well, that was the original print. The new errata is that they automatically frenzy the next turn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they automatically take a check.
Yes.
Okay. Still good.
Yeah, by threshold 6.
Mm-hmm.
Strong?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not...
I mean, at that point, it's kind of like, oh, I guess...
I just take it for a sitting touch.
Yeah, dude, I just can't wait. I'm going to have... June 12th is going to be the greatest weekend of this year.
For
just calling it right now. No, in general.
You think so?
This is the highlight. It's all downhill from here, boys. Like...
I mean, I definitely feel like this is going to be the best lock and load in, like, ever.
In forever, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, not forever, just ever.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be great, man. My buddy's coming in from out of town. We're gonna run a triathlon, and then we're gonna, like, order, like, as many pizzas as we can, and I think we're just gonna read War Machine cards for, like, 2 days straight.
Dude, if you run a triathlon and then eat as much pizza as you can, you're gonna fucking die.
Who cares? Right. No, you won't die. That's the point of running races, is to eat as much fast food as you can afterwards.
So there's a...
It's like your blood is all pumping, and then it's like you've crammed as much grease into it because it's hot enough to dissolve the grease. And then once it, like, cools down, it just, like, solidifies and all the places you don't want it to.
Yeah, man, I love eating me a couple pizzas.
Yes, like, I do too.
And this is an opportunity for doing that.
There's a half marathon at 9 o'clock at night on Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, man.
29th.
Uh-huh. You doing that?
I'm going out to do that.
And, oh, have fun, man.
Anybody that's not running that you go with, there's a drive-in movie theater playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Wait, so the people who aren't running get the movie?
Yes. It's out by Iwari.
Oh, so what you're saying is, like, okay,
you should,
gotcha.
Like, my wife's going with me. She's going to sit in the car, watch a movie at a drive-in movie theater while I go run 13.1 miles for no good reason than to say I ran.
Then to just do it.
Miles.
That's pretty dope,
I
man. Is the course cool, or is it, like, is
it
Benning?
It's not going to be a trail run. Both my bosses just ran one out at Iwari, and it was a mountain bike trail run.
Oh, that sounds
so that was
hard.
Rough.
Yeah, it's
but
like,
it's at night, so it starts at 9 o'clock at night, so bringing a headlamp is going to be imperative.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I might be able to work myself up to 7 miles by the time that event happens.
You should do it, man.
Yeah. I don't think I can do 13.
Yeah, I didn't think I could do 26.2, but I did. Granted, it took me 5 hours, but...
Well...
Really? You did 5 hours? It's not bad, Joe.
No, I mean, what is it, Boston, in order to qualify, you had to do...
You have to do it in 3.5.
Yeah, sub 3.5.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Once you can.
Good on my NCOER.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Once you can do 7, Joe, it's. All right, Keith, like.
Yeah.
The doing more is more an issue of, like, are you bored rather than, like,
it really
can you
is.
Do it?
That's what I found out.
I'm just going to listen to all episodes of Gun Buddies podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Head. That's really good motivational running.
Well, it'll definitely make you laugh.
just listen to Liam talk about comic books forever.
That's right. So,
especially since we took out the Mr. Bones.
Man, I'm
going to
miss having that guy at this event. It would have been sweet if he was coming to GigaCon.
It would have been, yeah. It would have been great, especially since we're going to see Civil War. I would have loved to hear what he had to say about it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have the Mr. Bones recordings?
What do you mean? It got posted. I just had to edit certain things out of it.
You have all those edited things out somewhere on a computer somewhere?
You probably have a raw file somewhere.
I do. I have the raw file somewhere.
I want that.
The blackmail version of that file.
Oh man, watching Will listen to that for purposes.
Oh
of,
my gosh, I can't.
Oh
know.
My god, it
was
hilarious.
Was M there?
Huh?
Was M there?
Yes, but he listens to it on
okay.
a headset,
oh,
so
man.
He doesn't. It's not like you know.
Oh dear.
Oh, it was fantastic.
You guys, so is there's this like team captain versus team Iron Man,
yes.
right?
Yes, yeah.
Where do you guys stand?
I don't understand.
Look, you have to choose a side. It's not about understanding.
No. Man. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know why there's a split before I can choose a team. I have a feeling though, Captain is not on the right side of it. Like,
I think the split is sort of like. Pro authority versus anti. What do you know, Joe? I don't know anything about it.
Very, very little.
I mean, mostly what I know is that I think Captain America is sweet.
Captain America is sweet,
and I find Tony Stark like a little bit irritating.
Yeah, but Tony Stark has Black Panther, and that's why I'm on Team Iron Man.
Oh, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Well,
I think
he's Captain
blessed by a god, and he's a king of his own nation. He's the only place with vibranium.
What?
When you're at the Panther, uh-huh. you win, and his entire suit is made of the same shit Captain America's shield is made out of.
That's right.
Oh, wait, really? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
His whole suit's made out of it.
That seems real good for him.
Yeah.
Like, real good.
I'm on whatever side Black Widow's on. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
I think
like
she's the best.
At her butt.
Dude, well, she's awesome.
She's a really cool character, right?
She is such a good character. And what I think is awesome about her is that she does some of the most amazing things and has no powers.
True.
Right? Like,
What's her backstory? She was an assassin?
She's an assassin.
She was, like, raised from birth to be an assassin.
Yeah, and she has basically a super serum that's similar to Captain America's, but it's not as good.
Okay.
But
because it's Russian.
Yeah, well, whatever.
But there's like 30 people.
It was less. Out. Yeah, it was less perfected. But they had more of them, from what I gathered. but like, she does shit that like nobody else on the team can do, and like it's awesome. Like, she definitely has her own spot. And granted, she's not like the most. You know, she's not going to go out there and wreck like.
She was in Winter Soldier, right?
Yeah, she's
yeah. I love. I love that.
Like. She definitely does, like, everything that needs to get done. Like, she can, fantastic character.
So, David and Liam are talking about it on group chat right now.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, are they?
Uh-huh,
I'm not going to see it for 4 to 5 months. David's like, Black Panther's awesome. Spidey was great. Fight scenes are unbelievable.
Oh, he's already seen it?
Yeah, David already saw it.
Okay, well, we'll have to cut that part out.
Okay.
We're going to see it. And we're gonna talk.
Yeah,
about
do we?
It.
What's our plan for seeing it?
Well, we're gonna see it at some point. I mean, if you want, we can just pull over on the side of the road
and just like
and
torrent a really crappy copy and watch it on my phone. Is that what you're going for?
We could do that. But we could just like find the nearest theater, take a break, and just watch it, and then come back and talk about it.
Yeah.
Or we could just watch it like when we get in tonight instead of going to the shop. Or we could watch it. Before we leave on Sunday,
I feel like tonight's probably our best bet.
Okay,
yeah,
like I think we should nail it tonight.
The team,
yeah, because we're not really missing anything, right? Tonight,
no, there's like a meet and greet, but we'll get to hang out tomorrow too.
We met all those people.
Yeah,
we love them, and we'll see them in the next 2 days. So,
because tomorrow we might be
oh,
like done real early, right? But we just don't know.
Yeah. Well, Sunday we could be done early, too.
Sunday we might leave at, like, 8 in the morning, right? Like, yeah,
well, I feel like the probabilities are that at least one of us will make it into Masters, because I don't feel like there's going to be a lot of people.
Well, yeah. There's only the two of you competing.
Oh, you're not playing at all?
Oh, no. I'm going to be running Iron Gauntlet for Iron Arena for these guys, and running demos for Iron Kingdom Unleashed, Iron Kingdom RPG, Full Metal Fantasy, Undercity.
That's cool, man.
This weekend, guys.
Oh, I thought you were still playing. I know you said you were doing those things. I thought you were also still playing in some of the events.
I might do the 35 point on Sunday.
Okay.
But that means I'm not playing in the Masters.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's fair. Well, probably at least Joe will qualify for the Masters.
We'll see. I haven't played War Machine in like a month.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I know. So,
and I'm playing a whole new
faction. You're playing Rhett. Yeah, that'll be cute. Yeah. I wonder how many rules mistakes you'll make.
All of them.
Like, how many egregious opponents are going to have to, like, apologize to afterwards for how you egregiously cheated. Yeah.
That's my plan.
Well, you can't savagely cheat because there's no savage.
There will be a savage in my Rhett.
You know, you're going to put a cycle. Oh, man, you're just like, he's like, yeah, part of the list.
Part of the list.
You know?
How can you savagely cheat without a savage? Mm-hmm. You have Scorn. You don't like those guys.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm liking it with Makeda 3 when she goes super solo. I'm going to miss the after boosting Karn has, but the Savage can give that to her.
Yeah.
In the, like, six Warbeasts worth of light support list.
So anyways, back on the Crix story. So the Banes get a kind of like a sideways buff, right? And then even the Bane Knights.
Yeah, I think you're overstating it a little bit. There's not that much occultation.
There's several casters that
there's
have
a few, but it's not everybody.
It's not everybody. But still, I think that, well, they will be a little bit easier to kill. They also solve one of the problems that they really didn't like. They can move through obstructions now. They can kind of, like, do a lot of janky things. They don't have to worry about Pathfinder like they used to.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to take Saxon Orin, right?
Right. Or have a caster that gives them Ghostly or whatever.
Or a Scarlock to do that, right?
Right, yeah. So there's that.
And they're going to love this. The Bane Knights. The new environment's going to be really target-rich for them, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, they're going to love murdering them some heavies.
Yeah, or even just if you run them in to give them minus two armor, right?
Yep, they'll still have that. I think losing minus two speed on the charge is big for them.
Right. It was kind of already, like, I felt like that was something that was kind of going on the way out.
Yeah.
But also the Bane Knights, right? They lost Weapon Master, but kind of like,
I don't know. So now they're POW 12 with Brutal instead of POW 11 with Weapon Master. And the dice on that are a little bit different, but
pretty close to
the average damage is about the same. The swinginess is a little different.
Yeah. So it like,
and if you can
made it consistent, right?
You know, if you could jam them, that would be really good. But you can't jam Bane Knights because of Ghostly and Vengeance.
Exactly.
It just, like, it's not a
right
thing.
Yeah, and the other thing too is that
you can't really deny that charge.
Exactly. Well, the kind of nerf it was like a Vengeance nerf. So now when they Vengeance, they don't just automatically kill. You know, if they touch you, they automatically kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because they're POW 11 Weapon Masters, right?
Yeah.
If you're, you know, even if you had, like, armor 16 dudes.
Yeah, that's
right?
A good change. Yeah, POW 12 Vengeances are, it's nice anti-infantry stuff, nice movement.
Right. So it kind of lowered the Vengeance, you know, power. But otherwise, I feel like they're mostly unchanged in terms of damage, right? So I'm not sure what other nerfs Crix were, you know, complaining about, because I don't really look at the board.
Mechanithralls got a lot of nerfs.
Well,
minus
come
one
on, those
defense,
guys.
Minus one POW,
right?
So minus two POW on the combo strike.
Sure.
And the way they're bringing back works is worse.
Yeah, but come on, those guys were.
Yeah, those guys were ridiculous.
Like, really?
Maybe as a Crix player, perhaps you shed a tear at that.
Except for that, Crix players don't have tears.
I was really hoping Satixus Raiders would get some kind of nerf. It doesn't even need to be a big one. I feel like they have so many rules.
They do.
Like, let's just remove some of those rules. I don't care which ones. They'll still be real good.
Them and the, is it the Blood Witches that have, like, the two, the, like, the horns and the dagger?
And Entropic Aura.
And, yeah.
I mean, if you just got rid of Stealth on the UA, that unit, that could be a reasonable, like, change to those guys.
Yeah. Also, they got, like, a huge windfall in the fact that their lights got a point cost reduction. Like,
yeah, it's going to be cute.
That, I mean, so the Mechanithralls are going to basically be replaced by a whole crap ton of arc nodes.
Yeah, and, just a ton of arc nodes you have to chew through.
Ghostwalk.
Yeah. And not only that, but they're basically just going to be like, eh, guess what? I'll just spell assassinate you now. It's like, what? And you can't really, you won't be able to stop it because there'll be too many arc nodes to deal with.
I like that as their fluff. I feel like that feels very in faction for me. I like their faction defining thing, which is lots of like low quality stuff. I'm not sure if we really, and powerful spellcasters.
Right.
I feel like right now we're at lots of good quality stuff, powerful spellcasters, but we'll see.
Well,
Joe, what'd you say?
Ghostwalk was reduced to one cost.
Oh, it's one cost?
Yeah, well, it was reduced to two from three.
Oh, I mean, that's a really nice change.
Spell Slave.
Yeah.
Able to only cast non-upkeeps.
Yeah,
that's not so bad for crit. I feel like that really hurts buff juggling factions.
I don't really feel like they did a lot of upkeep casting. The egregious thing with them was the Scar casting the Ritual Sacrifice.
Oh, yeah. But she can still do that.
Exactly. Yeah, like, they didn't really address.
I don't. We don't know what happens to her.
But yeah, like, what's the +2 damage? Scything Touch?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't put that out.
Okay, that's nice.
I mean, it's a little bit above a nerf to the Scarlock, but the Scarlock really was, I mean, very strong. I mean, I'd rather much rather have a Scarlock than a Squire. Right.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
I like the extended control area.
The +1 focus, that's like an armor when you need to camp. Like,
yeah, but like Krix casters are like 7s. So
yeah,
they're already 14.
They go to 16 inch control area.
Yeah, but they already have that extra focus, and then they just get a. It's like they already have a Squire built in. Like, whatever.
As a Scorn player, I would rather have a Squire than a Scarlock.
That's fair. But you still take Marketh. You would take Marketh in every list.
I almost never play it. Have you ever seen me play her?
Marquette?
Yeah. Puffy Pants?
No.
I think he's pretty bad.
Oh, do you?
I think you played him once.
I have, like, Makeda 1 likes him a lot. Yep. He's 3 points, man. That's you got to get a lot of work out of that. You got to really want the upkeep juggle. I think Zal likes him, too.
Do you think the upkeep juggle will cause Krix not to necessarily take the Scarlock anymore?
I don't know. I mean, it's still a like a source of Pathfinder whenever you have Ghostwalk.
It's true.
So that seems good. I don't know what else Krix players were doing with him. Egregious stuff, probably.
We did get the Darkfire spell.
Oh, yeah. That'll be nice on him. Denny 1 still looks real good.
Well,
the
problem
the fact
that
we can charge with negatives to our speeds.
That's really good.
Yeah,
it means it's no longer a -5 threat range debuff, right?
Yeah.
And now you can run under those spells too, right?
Well,
or not under the feet.
You already could run.
Could you? Okay.
Yeah.
You could run with a speed debuff.
You just couldn't charge.
I don't know. What does the current Crippling Grasp do?
It, no orders, no special attacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, so
and
the no orders, is, that's why I'm thinking you couldn't run, right?
Okay.
If you're a unit,
yeah.
You can't run. Like, you just, like, you just hang out.
Yeah.
At minus infinite speed.
Like, yeah. It's, like, really no special attacks either. It's, like,
yeah.
All the,
just
know.
In case you were a unit that randomly had some of those.
Well, it's model unit, right? So, like, if you were, like, Thunderhead,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to pulse, well, guess what? That's a special attack.
Yeah, no, none of that
done,
for you,
buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
No shield walls? So it's, like, minus, like, 6 armor?
Yeah.
Not that you needed it.
Right.
I mean, the feat still does that.
It does. It still does everything. And it,
it does everything but the minus focus.
Yep,
yes,
minus focus.
Which is nice.
And you can charge under it, which is real valuable.
It is.
You cannot charge under the feet.
Not if you're a unit. You can't charge if you can't because you can't give orders, right?
Well,
or does
enemy models currently in Denegar's control range suffer -2 speed, strength, mat, rat, defense, armor, and cannot run, charge, or make power attacks or special attacks.
Now there you go.
She still seems
the withering
really
is still a kick
the withering.
In the dick.
Yeah.
She it's.
But the reason
still a really gross feat.
Well, the reason people don't bring her though is because of her survivability, not because she's not a ball busting caster. She is, but you know, you don't want to have you want to mitigate all the opportunity your opponent has to just out and out win the game on those long odds chances.
Well, and you can just play a Lich 2 and Beastcar and like,
yeah, anything.
Yeah. It sort of makes me think that we're going to see more of her, and that makes me a little sad.
Some of the other cool sports, like Scavarus,
uh-huh.
The Knowledge of the Damned, that seemed pretty cool.
What is it? What's that?
When a model in its control range makes an attack or damage roll, this model can spend a soul token to cause that model to reroll that roll. Each roll can be rerolled only once due to Knowledge of the Damned.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So with the new soul-catching little solos they have out, being able to give him souls, and then he can force rerolls on other stuff, it seems really good.
Yep.
Yeah, that does seem really good.
The Wraith
Engine.
Kind of
wish Mordekaiser's thing worked the way I thought it did. Denying my souls rather than enemy souls, but whatever. Yeah?
The Wraith Engine is a corporeal all the time.
Yes, and it also makes machine Wraiths. Yeah.
And it's speed 7 now.
It's pretty cool.
I thought it was speed 7 before.
No.
I don't know.
It got bumped up to 7 now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Venithrax. do you know what he does?
I heard he got like a field marshal, like counter charge or something like that.
He's got that. His feat is something along the lines of like enemy war beasts can't force. Is that it?
I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah, you should look it up. And I think it's enemy. You can't leech from enemy war beasts, and enemy war jacks can't spend focus in his control area.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
It's real strong. And he has terminal velocity to help you with that light spam.
Right.
And,
which is going to happen.
And Calamity to help him make sure his lights can kill things.
Right.
He seems sweet, man.
He doesn't seem like the same caster he was.
He's not.
Oh, he's totally different. He seems like he's going to be fun, and I think we're going to see him. Like,
I mean, I definitely feel like Krix is going to be the light Warjack spam faction.
Or even the like Slayer spam faction.
Maybe.
10 points of pop.
Yeah,
you can have a couple of those to like round up the top of your curve.
Well, yeah, you run in with those lights because they're fast,
yep.
And they're hard. You get a lot of economy in staying power, right? Due to the stat line, point cost boxes, right? And then lined up behind them, you have like your Bane Thralls and your Slayers,
just like
right,
ready to
and
go,
it's just
right?
like.
So Venithrax got +1 strength and +1 arm from his current version. Terminal velocity. He got mortality.
Oh yeah, not calamity, mortality.
Yeah,
and then
grievous wounds, right?
Yeah.
His feat is enemy models cannot allocate focus to or leech fury points from models in Venithrax control area. Lasts one round.
I wonder if power up is an allocation.
What's power up?
That's the if you start in the caster's control area.
Yeah, I was wondering that as well, but I
think it is not an allocation. I think it's a gain.
It may be, and I know that power booster is also a gain, so you still kind of have some outs there, but it's still not.
Well, you might get a little fury or whatever,
but it won't be like it won't be a lot.
Oh man, so good, man.
Yeah, I really just don't feel that Krix went down at all. At all, from what I've seen so far. If anything, I feel like they've come up a little bit.
And you know what? I hope they're around, because I'm going to really enjoy killing every Krix model with Makeda 3.
You're not going to be able to necessarily do it, because you're not going to be able to crush all those lights.
She's going to eat them. Max's just going to like chew them up and spit them out.
But it'll take her enough volume of attacks that she maybe kill 2 or 3, and then that's it.
That's cool, and I'll run some chafe in front and just keep waiting and waiting. I'm going to break a hole through those things, and then I'm going to get at the tender infantry inside.
Isle Thralls lost the 6-inch half-piece.
Yeah. The dumbest thing ever.
And no one was surprised.
Yeah. It's still really good, because it auto-hits, and that thing still auto-corrects.
It requires a target, so...
Ooh, yeah, sure.
Well, and an 8-inch AoE, you actually have to, like... I mean, maybe you catch 2 models, right?
Is it an 8-inch spray or a 6-inch
spray? 8-inch spray.
It's still, So you're going to kill 2 models a pop with them.
And that's really acceptable value. That's why totally fine.
It especially auto-hits every model in the spray, so including our own stuff, too.
Yep.
Yep.
Not and Excarnate that, but... is got changed so they can't make an action the turn they come into play.
Yep.
Right.
That's so have to almost rerun. All recursion has that now.
Yep.
Yep. It's good. I don't know. You guys want to take a break?
Yeah, we can take a break.
Okay.
But in any case, on to the real subject at hand, which is talking about boxes and dice math related to boxed infantry and heavies.
Yeah, this is going to be everything Salty Joe doesn't want.
Yeah.
Right? It really, like, completes our sweet and salty dynamic, you know? So I want to talk about the mechanics of how killing multi-boxed things work. So multi-box infantry, light war beasts, heavy war beasts.
I don't think you really go too much into the
light. I don't talk about light war beasts, but they're in this category.
They are, and hopefully we can circle back around on them because I think there's something to be said about them. Because
we think in Mark III they're going to be real good.
Yeah, and we think they're going to be real good.
Their sort of tankiness per point value is going to be real high.
It is, yeah. So
look at Pyros 2, how many boxes are in that? How many boxes are in Elemental Evolutionaries and whatever the hell?
Oh, yeah, right?
Well,
Light Beasts, those are the two lists.
There are so many, like, 300-point box lists out there, right? 300-box lists.
Yeah, like,
Fist has the reason, right?
The reason Mark III started, the Volraga Ribs.
Yep, mm-hmm, the Mark III Apocalypse. Yep. I mean, I don't even know how many boxes that list has.
Porkopalypse.
Yeah, Porkopalypse. I like it. I like it a lot. So I'm going to talk about some of the mechanics of how those dice work, how they're a little bit different than killing infantry, and then I'll give some examples and some things that I think are interesting. Oh, it did?
Okay, well, we've got more batteries.
Do we want to go for it, or?
How many bars does it have, Joe? Down to one.
All right. But for the sake of decency for the actual rest of the podcast, Joe, continue with your dice math.
Yeah. All right. So we got 53 miles, Keith. So I think
we should be able to get this done in 53 miles.
Let's hope. Unless you drive real fast. All right. So we're talking about the mechanics of killing multi-box models. So that's heavy infantry and war beasts. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how to think about the dice math. Then I'm going to give some illustrative examples to kind of show you how relatively tanky things are. And talk about why heavy infantry are OP, as they currently are.
Yeah.
And
at least in this aspect.
At least from this measurement. So when to kill a heavy, you know, multi-box model, it requires sort of two steps. The first is you've got to make a hit roll. And I talked about how those worked last time, and that they're sort of inherently unpredictable. Particularly when you need, like, sixes and sevens to hit. It's hard to... The amount of hits you get is going to be pretty variable the closer you are to a 50% success rate.
Right.
And the number of hits that you get is really going to dictate how much damage you do.
Right.
Because of the second thing, which is that damage rolls are very well behaved compared to hit rolls. Because you're rolling a lot of dice, sort of summing up the total of those dice... They follow laws of averages quite quickly. So two rules of thumb are that if you're rolling six or more total dice, so an example of that would be you have two models that are charging, they each get a boosted attack roll, so you're rolling six damage dice in that scenario.
You mean a boosted damage.
Yeah, a boosted damage roll. So there you're getting six total damage dice in that scenario. A very conservative guess is to say that each of those dice is going to roll 2.5 on average. If you're rolling more dice, so you're saying, let's say you're rolling 14 or more dice, so that would be hitting and damaging with four Weapon Master charges. That would be 16 dice total. It's real conservative to count each dice as three. And honestly, you're going to be really close to 3.5 on average. Rolling, I think it's a bad guess on your to-hit rolls to say, oh, I need sevens, I'm going to hit about 60%. I think that number can vary a lot. The damage roll that you make is going to be, the total on the dice that you roll is going to be very tightly centered around 3.5 per dice, with a conservative guess of three. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yes.
All right. So that's pretty... and then damage rolls have one other feature, which is really beneficial to things like Weapon Masters, is that So when you're rolling with a Weapon Master charge, and maybe you're like dice minus 7, you've got a lot of results that do 0, but that's okay. They all do 0. It doesn't matter if you roll a 4 on 4 dice or a 7 on 4 dice. On the other hand, the upper hand offers a lot of opportunity to really kind of get ahead on the damage.
Right.
So when you're Weapon Masters have sort of an inherent spikiness on the upper hand, and I think everybody knows that from playing them. Right? Everyone, there are definitely moments where 2 or 3 Weapon Masters just blow up a heavy.
Yes.
And that's a really advantageous feature to rolling more dice. So, you know, adding that extra Weapon Master dice, on average, that's only, you know, 3.5 extra damage. That's not that much different than +3 POW.
Right.
But it gives you that opportunity for that really high swing with pretty much no cost in the expected amount of damage done. And, you know, you can, no matter how many like times you roll, that +3 damage is only going to be +3. But you can definitely roll that extra Weapon Master dice into a +6 damage.
Yes.
Which gives you this really nice spikiness on the upper hand. And it's why Weapon Masters are like particularly good at killing heavies, because they have this ability to way overperform.
Right.
My bronze back is not too likely to, you know, spike on his 2 dice per damage roll. But correct, that opportunity really exists for your Bane Thralls. So that's kind of the basics of how the mechanics work, right? You need to make a hit roll. There's a lot of variability in that. So that is going to, how many hits you make is sort of going to determine how many attacks it takes you to kill their model. Then you're going to make a damage roll, which is very consistent, but biased in your favor as the attacker.
Right.
Because it has this upper spikiness. And so, you know, you can kind of count, you can kind of count those and not worry too much about how much damage you do. It's not going to affect, if you know the number of hits, you can pretty much determine whether or not you're going to kill a heavy with good probability.
Right.
So to kind of give you some examples to like measure this kind of thing, we looked at a couple like example offensive stat lines. So I looked at a sort of a basic Weapon Master. I used the Bane Thrall, which is maybe a little bit above basic, but I don't know. It's not too much above it. It's a mat 6, it's POW 13, and it's a Weapon Master. So it's the kind of thing that that loves to eat multi-wound infantry.
Yes.
And then I looked at sort of a basic infantry stat line for melee. Mat 6, POW 12, not too exciting.
Right.
And then I looked at a sort of an elite heavy war beast stat line. So a primal dwarf wolf, something coming in at mat 8, POW 20.
Okay.
It's that guy's rolling, his POW's a lot higher, but he's rolling a lot fewer dice.
Right.
And so his performance is maybe a little bit more variable. And then I looked at how they stacked up against a couple heavy infantry and heavy war beast options.
Okay.
So so for the heavy war beasts, I thought it was particularly interesting to compare how many attacks it takes to kill sort of a Titan Gladiator style stat line.
Okay, so that's like a defense.
12, 19, 30 boxes. Tenacity to Legion heavies are pretty close to that. That's Reckoner stat lines are pretty close to that.
Right.
So it's not an uncommon stat line. It's a pretty darn good one for a heavy, though.
Yeah, Red's 12, 18, 12, 8, 12 19.
Same, yeah.
Same with Signar. And then some of the other heavies in War Machine are like 10, 19, or 10, 20. 10,
20, yeah.
Whatever. And then I guess the Crix ones are like 13, or more similar to like the
Yeah, Warwolves. The Crix ones are more similar to the other stat line I looked at, which is like the Angelius or like the Warwolf stat line.
Right.
We're talking 26 boxes, so fewer hit points. The defense is a lot better at defense 14.
13, I think, for them.
No, Angelius is a 14, so is the Warwolf, man.
Right, but not
yeah. the Crix. Not the Crix. Crix is 13. And then armor 17.
Right.
And just to compare sort of how many attacks it takes from each category to kill these guys. And the thing that I find a little bit surprising is so the Angelius style stat line in each of these cases is the same amount of tankiness as the like Titan Gladiator style stat line. So despite the fact, I feel like, you know, Warwolves and Angelii have a reputation for just dying really fast.
Right.
And I think it's just not true. They take about the same amount of attacks to kill in all three scenarios. With the exception being if your Bane Thralls don't, you know, if they're just mat 6, it actually takes way more Banethrall attacks to kill that 14-17 stat line because they're missing a lot of attacks.
Right.
Now, if the Banethralls get the curse or, you know, some other plus 2 mat buff, then, you know, Banethralls with curse, it takes about 4.5 attacks to kill a Titan stat line, and it takes about 4.5 attacks to kill the Angel stat line. So what you're seeing is, like, these defensive profiles are definitely different, but in terms of their tankiness, they're maybe about the same.
So I'm a little bit confused. So are you saying that the Angelius stat line is actually superior without the plus 2 mat buff?
Oh, for sure. So without the plus 2 mat buff, the Angelius takes 7.5 attacks to kill. A Titan takes 5.5.
Gotcha.
So it's a lot tankier. And it's why lists like that old school Pagani style Cro-Mac list was really good against Krix, because Krix infantry has a hard time killing those Werewolf Stalkers that are getting yo-yoed in and out and doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
Right.
So what's interesting is even I found that sort of on average, getting that plus 2 defense is about the same as getting plus 2 armor, or equivalently. If your guys need a 6 to hit, and you can give them plus 2 mat, that's just as good as giving them plus 2 pow. Now, that's not true in all circumstances. It's not true if you're, like, you know, pow 8 or pow 10 or something like that.
Right.
But in a lot of situations, if you can't do better, you know, if you can't increase the power of your guys, making sure that all your attacks hit is going to help you be really efficient at killing multi-box models.
Right.
I did another kind of exploration that I thought was, like, really topical, which was I looked at, you know, if you have that Titan Gladiator stat line of 12-19, and you go down to a 10-19, which is what the Titans are going to be in Mark 2.
Mark 3.
Mark 3, yeah. How many attacks does it take to kill you? What's the difference? And I found that it takes about 20% fewer attacks. So where before it was going to take around 5.5, you know, weapon master attacks to kill a Titan, now it's down to 4.5.
Gotcha.
And that's because that plus 2 attack is, that plus 2 mat, or that sort of that plus 2 defense is so critical in, you know, making them miss one attack.
Or maybe two attacks.
Or maybe two attacks. And that really buys you some extra time.
Right.
So it's going to mean that in a lot of situations where heavies used to die before, or had Titans used to die, sorry, in situations where Titans used to survive before, they're going to be much more likely to die now.
Right.
If they survived with a few boxes, in those situations, they're probably going to be dead.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it matters. We don't know, you know, how the rest of Mark II shapes out.
Mark 3.
Man, I'm a Mark 1 player. No, I never played a Mark 1, man.
Just messing with you.
Yeah, for sure. And then I looked at heavy infantry too.
Right.
And sort of looked at how tanky they are. And for fun, I mean, the ultimate tanky infantry are warders.
Right. Yeah.
I think even more so than Citrati. Maybe not more than Defenders warded Citrati.
I was going to say, Defenders warded Citrati, I think, are by far...
They may be the tankiest.
Well, because they get eight extra boxes because there's 6 of them instead of 5.
Yeah. Right? And
they're 22s versus...
Well, you pay the points for that extra guy. But it's the defense 14,
you
armor 22.
Extra... Oh, yeah, they're 11, right?
That's real good. No, warders are only 8 points, man. Citrati are 11.
11. That's what I said, they're 11.
Yeah, so... They're... Versus the warders, which I can't remember. Are they 11-21 or 12-21? I looked it up last night. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I can't remember either, yeah.
But the idea is that... in terms of weapon master attacks, the current warder takes nearly 15 weapon master attacks to kill the whole unit.
Right.
And that's because the armor is sufficiently high that they don't always punch through in 2 attacks.
Right.
And it's sufficiently high that they almost never punch through in 1 attack.
Right.
And if they do punch through in 2 attacks, a lot of the times there's a tough roll. Enough times there's a tough roll.
Right.
And they're missing enough of these attacks over the, you know, large number of attacks that it takes. And so, I mean, at 15 weapon master attacks to kill a unit of warders, it makes them almost 3 times tankier than the same 8-point Titan Gladiator stat line.
Right. And we're not even...
Or the same Warwolf stat line, right?
Yeah. And this is assuming that they're all basically nice and in a row.
Yeah, this is assuming they, like, line up and your 15 Banes just get to charge them, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah. That...
not even accounting for spacing and things like that.
Yep. Not even... Not, yeah, so it doesn't even account for the fact that you can keep two guys in front and keep everybody, like, hiding behind.
Right.
And, I mean, there are, like, things you can do to get around it, right? You can make him have a tough check and then use a low-value attack to, like, try to clear the tough check or something like that. But I think it just highlights, like, how outrageously... I don't know what that low-pow attack is, right?
That low-pow attack that's
getting
that
through the arm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just highlights, like, sort of how outrageously tanky warders are. I think... I mean, if you primal a warp wolf, it takes... I don't know, like 9. Sorry, that's the old. If you primal a warp wolf, it takes 12 of those sword attacks to kill a unit of warders. So that means, like, you primal the warp wolf, it goes in, it kills some. The warp wolf doesn't die next turn. The warp wolf frenzies. Yeah. The warp wolf doesn't tie the second turn, and then your warp wolf can kill that unit. Like, it's, you can really see how it looks like Meat Mountain. Like, really made their money.
Yeah.
It just in terms of it takes so many ultra high quality attacks to remove those models.
Yes.
And, you know, heavy infantry in general is pretty tanky. So if you look at something like Gators, you know, only armor 18 against the melee with, Joe, what's the Gator ability called? Unyielding?
Yes.
Yeah. So just defense 13, armor 18. I mean, those guys, it takes around 12 Weapon Master attacks to kill that unit, which is still more than double as tanky as a heavy.
Right.
Even our classic Warp Wolf test takes about 8 Warp Wolf attacks from a primal Warp Wolf to kill that unit, which is still almost twice as tanky as a heavy.
Did you account for the fact that they could get, like...
Mm-hmm.
I guess... are you counting for dirge?
Yeah, I'm accounting for dirge. That's why they're 13s.
Yeah.
If they're not dirge, it's probably a little bit better because you're missing fewer attacks.
Can they also get tough as well?
I did not count tough for them.
Yeah.
There's spiny growth.
Yeah, if you add, I mean, you can just start stacking these buffs and you get how these guys become so tanky. And in part, it's just because, like, that first attack is not enough to, like, kill them. So it often takes a second attack. And when you've made 2 attacks, well, there's a pretty good chance one of those could miss, and now you're into 3 attacks, and you're
right.
You're pretty balls deep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Privateer Press is removing 3 boxes from all heavy infantry, and what that's going to do is that really brings them much closer in line with the rest of, like, the heavy war beasts.
Right, for the same point cost.
Yeah, in terms of their durability.
Right.
So now I ran the same simulations using 5 box heavy infantry.
Okay.
And heavy infantry has lost about a third of its tankiness. Let me look real quick. Yeah, around a third is right. So now they're much closer to being in line with heavies in terms of their ability to take damage. And they still have that big advantage that they don't have to be clumped up.
Right.
You lose them more incrementally.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know Scorn players are really worried about, like, all the Sotrati getting quite a bit worse. All the Cataphracts getting worse, getting -1 defense, -3 boxes.
Right.
And, yeah, they will be worse. They will no longer, like, be way above their weight class.
Right.
But it should bring them in line with the rest of the game. At least in terms of survivability, they'll be much more in line with heavy war beasts.
Right.
And I think, I mean, it sort of feels bad to me right now, but hopefully on the table we'll see that their performance is still pretty good.
Right.
At least as good as heavy war beasts are. And
well, I mean,
Lord knows how good those things are going to be, right?
Well, the thing is, they'll have a lot of these models have a higher volume of attacks, right? Because the Gatormans, they have 2 attacks.
Yeah, they have 2 attacks
and
each.
Yeah, times what?
Times 5 models, so that's 10 attacks.
Whereas a heavy doesn't necessarily get that many of attacks. And even if they do, they're concentrated in one spot, right?
Yeah, they're very localized, right? They almost need to be killing other heavies.
Right.
Heavy infantry can still spread out. They still have reasonable damage output. Mortars are still more than twice as tanky as the new 1019 Gladiator.
Right.
I think they'll really fulfill their role of being a good anvil unit.
Right.
They are no longer the jack of all trades, but I think it's in keeping with sort of the toning down of the power level in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. it's kind of like bringing things back into line with, you know,
with warjacks. Right? Yeah. They're toning them down so that now warjacks and honestly war beasts aren't really outclassed by this these guys
else.
Who you can see are just like hugely powerful.
Right. In terms of at least their tankiness and, you know, potentially their offensive output. And while they're not putting out POW 18s, POW 19s, they get to charge in with a 13 and then follow it up with a 13.
Yeah.
It's a Gator Man's, right?
Mm-hmm. And that charge die is real good, right?
Yeah.
That, it's more upper swinginess. A lot of the times it brings the power level pretty close.
Well, the issue still seems to be because, like, infantry still are the most tanky thing in the game, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't bring... So this measure is, like, a little bit stupid in that, so how many, like, Bane Thrall attacks does it take to kill, like, a unit of 12, 15 infantry? And the answer is, like, probably 15 or 16.
Well, maybe
because
not
it just
12,
takes a lot of attacks, right? It just takes...
At least 10, just to account one for one if you assume that you hit all of them.
Yep, and then...
But you can't assume that because you need sixes.
Yeah, and so you're going to miss some of them, and so it's going to be more.
Right.
So by this measure, like... It sort of starts to give some ideas to why infantry is so good.
Right.
Infantry can be in a lot of places. They cover a lot of board space. You're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right. They get free focus on the charge.
Yeah, they get free focus. Like, they get to, free focus on the charge.
Right.
It makes me think, like, if they want to be really successful in bringing more jacks and beasts into the game in Mark III, they're...
The offensive output of
infantry needs to be lowered, yeah. And we'll see if that's true. The Crix preview didn't really make me think that's true.
Yeah. Because so the Bane Knights, they got a little bit of a nerf, right? Because they still have Brutal and they're POW 12s.
Yeah, so they got, on the charge now, they get, on the charge they're a POW 14 where they used to be an 11.
Right.
But they lost the Weapon Master die.
Right.
So that's a little bit worse. It doesn't give that upper swinginess.
Yeah.
So they're not going to randomly blow up heavies with two attacks anymore.
Right.
But it's not that much worse.
Right.
On average. And in terms of sort of worst case scenarios, it's about the same.
Yeah.
So, and Bane Thralls didn't lose any hitting power.
None.
They are still out there, and Crix still has Parasite and
all that
nonsense
grasp.
And Crippling Grasp and the Withering. So I'm starting to wonder if Mark III is in an environment where people are forced to play more warjacks, but they aren't really that much better.
Yeah, at least are in terms of their survivability.
Yeah, are we just going to see even more Weapon Master stuff?
I mean, like I said, and we'll have to come back around with math on this, but we're thinking that we're going to have to do some math for the...
Yeah, we want to look at, like, what are like, average stat lines in the new thing and how many and what are like sort of how many attacks does it take to kill heavies and lights?
Right.
Because we think lights are going to be really high value.
Right. Because when you're paying 3 or 4 points in what was Mark II economy, right?
Yep.
For what, like 26 boxes instead of 30?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a 13, 18, or a 12, 19, or 30, mm-hmm. 13, 16, or something like that stat line, where the armor is a little bit less, but the defense is a little bit higher. Right,
mm-hmm.
But you're still getting, two of them for 8 points, right, is 40, 52 boxes.
Yeah, it's a huge deal, right? And it's defense 14, so it's going to be hard to kill.
And you're spread into two different spaces, so you kind of get a little bit of the...
You get a little bit of that heavy infantry style feeling.
Right.
And I think one thing that, like, doing these experiments showed me is that, like, heavy infantry are pretty good counters to Weapon Masters. In that, like, they are still reasonably good at taking Weapon Master charges compared to heavy war beasts.
Right. Yes.
And these lights promise to be like heavy infantry on steroids in terms of their survivability.
Right.
So we'll see. We're making a light machine prediction, at least on the I think on the war machine side of the game.
Yeah. Well, light warjacks slash war beast, and then still the rest of your points be in infantry.
Yep.
That's my prediction for the start of Mark III, given the defensive statistics. If you're trying to hold zones, if you're trying to, you know, dominate control, etc., like that, you're not, you know, those are your best opportunities to do that.
Yeah, you're just going to be able to set up really efficient trades by sort of jamming with light
infantry,
light war beasts and war jacks, right?
And then follow
and following up with
like a bane thrall, bane knight unit, bane thrall unit, or storm blades, or something
things that can just chew through that stuff.
Yeah,
the trades really efficiently.
You know,
and if they brought a lot of guns, well, then they're never going to kill your jacks because, you have so many boxes. I don't know. I think it's a neat strategy. We'll have to see if we can make it play out.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out how to do it with Scorn.
Well, you were talking about how good brutes are.
Yeah, no, I love brutes. The problem is getting that follow-up set, heavy-hitting infantry. I don't know what that is in Scorn. Right now, honestly, it might be Immortals.
It might be.
Yeah,
They're Power 13s, right?
Yep, maybe the, you know, Mark II list is brutes followed up by Immortals.
Maybe.
For just ultra grind.
Or just... That's why the Mac 3-5 brute list that I was trying to get you to run.
I brought a fourth brute this weekend. We have to assemble it.
Okay.
I want to play the Savage because prescience is cute.
Right. But my point stood, right? Like from moving from the Sentinel tech to the brute tech, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where, you know, you were at the 3 brute tech and I said you should up it to 5 because they're so tanky. And it doesn't really matter if they frenzy.
Yeah, and I've never missed having another heavy that sits in the back that can't do anything.
Right.
Because Karn and Mac do all the work in that list anyway.
Exactly.
Like, Gladiator dies way easier than Brute does.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to trying that out some more this weekend. Especially, and think about it, in Mark 3, when you don't need... When Makeda 3 can do all the work herself.
Yeah.
Because she's got that amazing spell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like... It's gonna be some business, I think. Yeah.
Mac 3, I already, you know, she's, like I said, my favorite Scorncaster right now. I'm waiting to see, what is it, Morgul that has the, who has the blind feet?
Morgul 2, man.
Morgul 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see how he plays out in Scorn. I think that's gonna be really good.
Yeah.
Because I think you can probably do like a Mac 3 and a Morgul 2.
Combo, yeah.
Yeah. You got like a power caster and a control caster.
Yeah, I mean,
really
and
solid.
And both of them just munch infantry.
Yeah.
Which is something Scorn has like been sad about.
Yeah. And it allows you to deal with the Bane problem pretty okay, right?
Oh yeah, I think Mac 3 is gonna eat some Banes.
Yeah.
He's gonna eat them all up.
So
it's gonna be a real issue.
All right. I think that was pretty good.
That's a section, yeah.
Good statistics, and we'll be back with you hopefully talking about lights and their survivability in the next opportunity that we have to do another statistics session with Joe.
There'll be, once Mark 3 drops, there'll be a lot of opportunities to talk about
what's
good from like a kind of a mathy perspective, right?
Right, yeah.
What models just have stat lines that are just not okay.
Right, well, not
and so you can play them.
Yeah,
right?
Not necessarily not okay, but statistically above the curve.
Yeah, right? The ones that are real good so that we can like put them in our armies.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll catch up with you next time, maybe with some battle reports or spoilers on Civil War, which hopefully be an Easter egg at the end of this cast. And if you're interested in listening to that, great. If you're not, then just don't listen to it.
All right.
All right.
Odds are bullshit.
Jesus Christ! I warned you!
So we better not risk another frontal assault. That rabbit's dynamite!